you know,
playing field here, but
we continue to learn how hard those kids at Morton battle us. And it's pride for them. It's a different type of game. They put so much effort into playing us. I watched them the other day. They looked flat, uninspired against Oak Park, not against LT. Those kids played hard. So what did we learn, you know, as far as the game? We learned what we already knew. We needed to get the ball in the box. We needed to be bigger than them and try to, you know, throw our weight around.
Yeah, that's really what it came down to. I mean, you had a lot of close calls, a lot of oohs and ahs. There's things that could have gone in that weren't, didn't. Things looked like they did that weren't called. That gets frustrating, and you lose a man, and you're down, and time's running out. Could be bad news for some teams.
You know, as you watch enough soccer, you know that sometimes when you feel slighted and you're down a man, all of a sudden you gain, you know, this kind of inspiration to go to goal that you didn't have all game long. I just said to our kids, 70 minutes of uninspired soccer, you know, Horatio yells at the referee, gets himself tossed out of the game, and all of a sudden, now all that anger, all that, hey, now we're slighted, went at their goal, and we just brought it and brought it and brought it. Yeah. Our kids never give up, and we've come back a lot this year. We've been down a bunch of times, and we never give up.
And, you know, after the first go-around with these guys where they came back and beat you in dramatic fashion, it was kind of, that's something the players remember. I know they like to
I did not even think of that. That is an excellent point to, you know, that they did it to us, so okay. they got us in the same kind of fashion where, you know, it ended suddenly. They all of a sudden poured it on into our, you know, onto our side of the field and got us, and you know, definitely returned the favor. And but hats off, you know, it was a good game, an emotional game. Referees could have, you know, tried to not give, you know, 10 cards again, but you know, it seems to be this particular crew. You know what they
did.
That's
what they did. Again, now you've got the big clash with the whoever, Nicor or Naperville North, and you can't have 70 minutes of uninspired play against one of those teams.
And you know, we're kind of, I hate to say it, but you know, we're kind of the without All-State Horatio Sanchez, you know, we're gonna have to figure something out because he's the main guy. He's the guy that gets it done. Even though he doesn't score here or there, he's the danger. The other team knows where he is on the field. So you know, it's gonna be tough. I mean, we're feeling kind of like the underdogs going in without our top dog.
Yeah.
And
last year's experience, though, I mean, obviously you don't have the same team, but some of those guys are back. But did you feel more comfortable, though, you know, making a state run because of the experience you had last year, especially representing yourselves and coming out of this section?
I don't know.
Like a mini state tournament in itself, really.
You know, I don't lend a lot into experience. Here's what I lend a lot into. We have quality kids, and we have leaders. And Kyle Kerfers, when Horatio got knocked out of that game, you could just see Kyle Kerfers telling all the players on the field. He was, you know, calming it down and saying, it's going to happen for us. And that's leadership. And it has nothing to do with what happened last year, because he's just a born leader. And KK and Borge and all those guys out there, just they're leaders. And that kind of experience of, we can still do it, it's going to happen for us, because follow me and I'm going to show you, kind of thing. I believe a lot in that. You know, and they learn that over a course of a lifetime, and from good parenting
to club level
to good parenting, all that, you know, for me, is why those kids are able to lead.